Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Bowmansville. It's good to see you here today as we gather to worship the one true and living God. Special welcome to any guests who are worshiping with us today. It's a delight to have you here. And also special welcome to those joining us on live stream. So this morning I'm going to read from Jesus' calling. Receive this as Jesus speaking directly to you today. As you listen to birds calling to one another, hear also my love call to you. I speak to you continually through sights, sounds, thoughts, impressions, and scripture. There is no limit to the variety of ways I can communicate with you. Your part is to be attentive to my message in whatever form it may come. When you set out to find me in a day, you discover that the world is vibrantly alive with my presence. You can find me not only in beauty and bird calls, but also in tragedy and faces filled with grief. I can take the deepest sorrow and weave it into a pattern for good. Search for me and my messages as you go through this day. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole being. So as we gather here this morning, may we seek God's face and enter into a time of worshiping him through song. So would you please join the worship team in singing praises to our God?
Will you please stand and join us as we sing to God this morning? Offerings in, you may gladly do that during our next song, and the children may also come forward for my coins count. Whom shall I fear?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord, these gifts that we have brought here are a reminder that you indeed hold the whole world in your hands, and that you are faithful, and that where this come from, there's more of it because you're our provider. So, Lord, we share these offerings, Lord, as a reminder that you are Lord of all. And so we give them to you. We ask that you would bless Nate and Magali, who will benefit from these funds. Lord, give them direction. Lord, as the future isn't always very clear on how they and where they should best serve, we thank you for the gift of their presence here in our midst. And we ask that you would give them clarity about their future and use these gifts to meet their needs. We ask your blessing on that. And watch over Larry. Give him courage to speak your message. Give us the ability to hear and the courage to carry it out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
thank you so much that you are there with us, that you walk with us. And Lord, when we're silent enough, we can hear you talk. Lord, open our ears to hear the message that you have given to Larry this morning. And I just pray that your presence would be continue to be felt in this place. It's in your precious name that we pray. Amen.
So how many of you have heard of Connect 2021? Okay, maybe half of you. Connect 2021, what you just saw was what happened from Sunday through Thursday of last week as five local churches joined together to go out into the community to do service projects. We mixed and matched teams so we get to know one another from different churches and also meet other people in the community. So I showed you that to whet your appetite for next year, because this is going to be an annual event as the churches join together sometime during every summer to do service projects as the hands and feet of Christ, showing the community that we're unified, the church, the people, not the building, but the people, as we work together, that we can show the world who Christ is by our love for one another and our love for them. So that's just a plug for next year. I want to thank every one of you from this congregation who joined and was part of this week. I think it was a smashing success from my point of view. So thank you, and just be in mind for next year as we start making announcements and I ask you to serve in committees or whatever. Just beware. We're going to do it again. Okay. I'll invite the children to come forward for a children's message this morning. Wow, got a crowd this morning. Well, thank you for coming front this morning. This morning we're going to talk about listening. So what has to happen for you to listen? Yeah, that's right. You got to be quiet. So I'm going to go up behind the pulpit. I'm going to make some noises, and I want you to be listening for it, okay? Did you hear that? What'd you hear? A drip. Wow. Okay. I'm not sure I made that noise, but anyway, you didn't hear anything because I didn't make a noise. Okay? So let's try it again. Be very, very quiet. What did you hear? A whispering sound.
I hear the whisper sound.
You hear the whisper sound? Good.
It sounded like, you didn't do anything.
It was something in the back. Okay. Maybe it was. You got good ears. Okay. I'm going to go up there one more time. But I want you to be very careful. Cover your ears because it's going to be really, really loud, okay? Cover your ears. Everybody, cover your ears.
A
horn? What did you hear? A blowhorn, yes. It was an air horn. So that gets your attention. Now everybody's awake. Okay? Everybody's awake because we heard that noise. It wasn't very hard to hear that noise, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's got to listen.
I didn't cover my ears.
You didn't cover your ears?
No, no one did.
Why not? Weren't you listening?
Because
you didn't want to.
I wanted to hear the noise.
Okay, well, you heard it, right? Okay, so sometimes you've got to be really, really quiet to hear noise. Next time it's really, really loud, but you don't have to be listening really, really closely to hear. I'm going to read you a story about Samuel. Did you ever hear about Samuel? Yeah. Yep. Samuel's a little boy who was serving the Lord with Eli in the temple, and this is what happened. Okay, from 1 Samuel chapter 3. Meanwhile, little Samuel was helping the Lord by assisting Eli. Messages from the Lord were very rare in those days, but one night after Eli had gone to bed and Samuel was sleeping in the temple near the ark, the Lord called out, "Samuel, Samuel." "Yes," Samuel replied, "what is it?" He jumped up and he ran to Eli and he said, "Here I am, what do you want?" Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed." So he did. Then the Lord called again, "Samuel." And again Samuel jumped up and ran to Eli. "Yes," he asked, "what do you need?" "No, I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go on back to bed." So now the Lord called the third time, and once more Samuel jumped up and ran to Eli, and he said, "Yes, what do you need?" Then Eli realized that it was the Lord who had spoken to the child. He said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again, and if he calls again, say, 'Yes, Lord, I'm listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed, and the Lord came and called as before, and Samuel answered, "Yes, I'm listening." Okay? So sometimes God speaks to us and asks us to do things, and we got to be really, really quiet when he's speaking to us so we can hear what he wants us to hear. Now, the key is not just hearing it, but then obeying what God is saying. So as you think about your lives, you think about your mom and dad, maybe sometimes ask you to do some things. Do you listen? Do you hear what they're saying? Do you follow through? Are you obedient? Or if you're in school and your teacher asks you to do something, you listen and you're obedient. So as you grow, what?
I listen in my school.
Good. That's great.
I listen to all my school.
That's good. Well, you need to listen all the time, right? Yeah. Good. Okay. So whether it's your parents, whether it's teachers, whether it's God, learn that he wants what he wants you to do, and then follow through. And oftentimes we hear his voice giving us direction through reading the Bible, his word, or through other people as well. So he has a number of ways that God speaks to us, but we got to be quiet and listening in order to hear. Okay, so let me pray. And then as you go back to your parents, you can get a snack out of the bag at the end of the bench. There's several things in there, so you can choose what you want. Just take one thing, okay? God, we just thank you for these children. I ask, Father God, you give them the ability to hear your voice as they grow and mature. And I pray, Father God, that they would not only hear your voice, but they would follow you and be obedient to you. So I ask for your blessing upon these children. In the strong name of Jesus, amen. Okay, have a snack.
Can I get a snack for me, brother?
Yes, you may. Well, again, good morning, and greetings in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer, our friend, and our Savior. So one of the most basic claims of Christianity is that God speaks to people. Would you agree with that? God speaks to people. All throughout the Scriptures, we read phrases like, "and God said." So God has created every human being, and his desire is to have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with each one of us. Any relationship revolves around communication. So the bottom line is, if there's no communication, there's no relationship. Now, the problem is that communication is often difficult and is often misunderstood. Now, when my wife Sandy and I We've been married for 44 years. So when Sandy talks to me, several things happen. One, I hear her and I respond, and we have a beautiful conversation and communication. We feel connected, and everything is marital bliss. Or, number two, I don't hear her. Possibly it could be because of selective hearing syndrome. I hear what I want to hear. Or, third thing is, I misunderstand or misunderstood what she said, and so she's expecting a specific response, but because I don't respond the way that she expected, she becomes confused, and we need to have a clarifying conversation. So if I sometimes have difficulty communicating with my wife of 44 years, someone who I can physically see and audibly hear, how much more difficult is it to communicate with God, whom we cannot see physically and probably seldom, if ever, audibly hear his voice? Now, please understand, I'm not saying that that never happens. You never could hear God speak audibly. I'm saying that it's possibly very rare to hear God speak audibly. So how do we hear God's voice? Or maybe a better question would be, are we listening for God's voice? I very strongly believe, excuse me, that God speaks to people because the Bible tells us of some very spectacular, very specific, and very supernatural ways that God has spoken to people throughout history. God has spoken through a burning bush, through angels, through a donkey, and many other supernatural ways. Then Job 33, verse 14, where Elihu is speaking and rebuking Job's three friends and Job for being unable to give Job a reasonable answer for why he was suffering. Then we read this: for God does speak, now one way, now another, though man may not perceive it. The problem isn't that God is not communicating. The problem seems to be that we may not be listening or perceiving what God is trying to communicate to us. I very strongly believe that God has created human beings with a distinct ability to hear his voice. So I want to look at a few ways that I believe that God does speak to us. And please understand, this is not an exhaustive list. These are just a few ways. First of all, God speaks to us through his word. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. If this is true, then it is also true that when we read and interact with the Word of God, we can find correction, we can find comfort, we can find help, we can find guidance for our life's journey. But if we seldom open up our Bibles and read them, then we are missing what I believe to be the number one way that God wants to communicate with us. Are you listening for God's voice? So how does this happen? Well, let me share a personal experience, and maybe you heard this before. But when I was seeking direction from God about stepping into the role of lead pastor here at Bowmansville, I was working at Conestoga Wood at that time. Every lunchtime, I went out to my truck, read my Bible, and prayed. During this time of seeking and searching, I went out to my truck, and this is what I read from Isaiah verse 30, chapter 30, verse 21. Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Bam. When I read those words, they settled into my heart. And I knew without a doubt that God was calling me to serve Him in this role. So the only question that remained was whether I would step out in obedience, trusting God that He was going to be there. So allow me to share another experience. God had given me several verses from Isaiah 41 to cling to throughout the years as I stepped out to serve Him. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "Do not fear, for I'm with you. Do not be dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And then verse 13, "For I'm the Lord, your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.'" So with these truths in mind, I headed to Pine Creek, seeking and searching for the face of God. That's my go-to place. So I went there seeking and searching the face of God. And as I was traveling, the sky looked like it could burst open and pour down rain at any moment. So as I pulled into the parking lot at Blackwell to load up my trailer with all my camping gear, my prayer was, "God, please hold off the rain till I get camp set up, because it's miserable trying to set up a tent in the pouring down rain." So I packed up my gear, started riding my bicycle, pulling my trailer north on the rails of trails into the Pennsylvania Grand Canyon. Set up my tent, got out my tarp, stretched my tarp out, was pounding in the stakes to the four corners of my tarp. I got to the last stake, pounded it in. And when I hit the stake for the last time, I'm finished setting up camp, and it poured. The sky opened and it poured. I mean, it rained. And at that moment, I sensed God's presence with me in a powerful, powerful way. So, God's word is true. God is a faithful God. Amen. Are you listening for God's voice? Number two, God speaks to us through dreams, visions, and impressions. There are numerous examples in the Bible of God speaking to individuals through dreams and impressions. Abram in Genesis 15, Joseph in Genesis 37, Daniel, Joseph, Jesus' earthly father, Paul in the Acts, John in Revelation, just to name a few. Just as Joseph's brothers were angry when Joseph shared his dream about sheaves bowing down before him, we also need to be very careful when we think that God has told us something about someone else. Because many well-meaning, well-intentioned Christians have caused incredible hurt and pain because they shared something with someone else that God told them. For example, if I approach someone who's very, very ill, and I tell them that God told me that you're going to get well, and then the person doesn't get well, there's incredible pain and hurt that occurs. So we must be very careful and discerning. But does God ever speak to Christians about other people? Absolutely. Many times, not always, it will be to confirm what God has already told that person. And I would add, I believe many times God uses Christians to speak to others without the person who's sharing with another person even knowing that God's using them to speak to another person. Whether that be through a conversation, through a small group Bible study, through teaching a Sunday school lesson, whatever it may be, we most times don't know that God's using us to speak to someone else. That way our ego doesn't get in the way and we start taking pride and thinking that we're some sort of super saint. We must also be aware that our enemy is also trying to speak to us and cause division and strife in our relationships, including our relationship with God. But we need to remember that we're not alone. John 14:26 says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." So I wonder if dreams, visions, and impressions are some of the ways that the Holy Spirit reminds us of what God says in His Word. Now, I do believe that one of the basic tests, if you will, to determine if what God is saying to us is true is, does it line up with Scripture? So 1 John 4:1 from the Living Bible says, "Dearly loved friends, don't always believe everything you hear just because someone says it's a message from God. Test it first to see if it really is. If it is contrary to Scripture, then I would say throw it out." God doesn't contradict Himself. Are you listening for God's voice? God will not tell you or anyone else to violate anything in His Word. And He doesn't say one thing one time and one thing another time. God is consistent and trustworthy. If He said it in the past, He's going to say it in the future. "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." Luke 21:33. So how does God speak to us? Through dreams, visions, and impressions. So I'd like to invite Todd Weber to come and share how God recently spoke to him.
God is still speaking and at work. Amen. It has been my experience in my own life that God's voice is never the loudest, but it is always the most powerful. So this morning I want to thank God for reaching down into my place of hiding, for silencing the lies, for breaking through the anxiety and pulling me back out and giving me a dream. Most of you know we have had a youth center in Bowmansville for 12 years, starting back in 2008. I have been involved in helping and leading during that time. We were forced to shut down in March of 2020 due to COVID. And due to all the uncertainty, we decided not to reopen the following school year. COVID has made me fully aware of the spiritual warfare that is raging in the world and in my own life. Everyone has their own opinion and response to COVID. For me, the last year and a half has messed with me mentally. Anxiety has gripped me from time to time, causing me to, in a sense, hide away. And unfortunately, anxiety is not one of those things that you can turn off like a light switch. On top of that, the enemy was telling me things like, "You're a failure. You're not good enough. You're too tired. You're too weak. You're too broken." As time went on, I decided in my head to let the youth center fade away. I began telling myself things like, we had a 12-year run. Someone else can take over the leadership role. I am too tired and too weak and too broken. That's when God stepped in. On Thursday, May 6th of this year, I woke up knowing that I had heard the voice of God in a dream. The dream was very simple, with no words spoken. I dreamt that a father and a son came to my house, and as we sat outside, I felt very strongly that my spirit was saying to them and to God, you found me. And I felt like the spirit of the father and son were saying, we need you, not just me, but the youth center. It was then that I knew God was calling me to reopen the youth center. It was soon affirmed that God had indeed spoken, because the enemy began to really press in with all the lies. So much that one day at work, my spirit was so anxious that I couldn't concentrate. My mind and heart were racing. I tried walking away and praying, but that didn't help. And that day I knew that Brett and Dan were working together, and they also work where I do. I decided to give them a call. Brett answered the phone, and I told him to put me on speaker and to grab Dan. I told them, I'm not sure what's going on, but I need you guys to pray for me right now, out loud, over the phone. They both prayed, and I shed some tears. After the phone call, I put on some worship music, and the anxious spirit soon left me. Another day, I texted Pastor Tony to pray for me because the lies of the enemy were overwhelmingly loud that day. I had Tony pray for silence. Again, I put on some worship music, and the peace of God came. Just like you can light a match and watch the darkness leave, you can speak the name of Jesus and watch the demons flee. In the beginning of June, my dad and I met with Dave Knowles, who is the director of TNT, to discuss reopening the youth center. At that meeting, I shared my vision for the youth center and the possibility of us reopening without TNT's involvement. Dave shared with us that TNT is excited when churches take over youth centers because they are usually more productive when the church is fully behind it and when TNT doesn't have to bring in volunteers. After the meeting, my dad suggested that we give the youth center a name other than simply the Bowmansville Youth Center. After a few days of asking for input and doing random Google searches, it became clear to me that we would name the youth center Elevate. My vision is to elevate these kids out of the ashes of this world and into the kingdom of heaven. Think about it. How many times has God reached down and lifted us out of our current state into a closer walk and relationship with Him? That's what I want the youth center to be, a place where kids can meet adults who care about them and are willing to reach down and elevate them out of their brokenness by pointing them to Jesus. Over 12 years of being involved with the youth center, I have experienced many things. I've watched kids turn into adults who now have their own kids. I've seen kids change their behavior and the way they act just from simply being around us. I've seen them make good choices and some not so good choices. I've been to baptisms and I've been to funerals. I've seen kids who wanted nothing to do with God start asking questions like, can God heal my physical and emotional scars? We have even seen some kids give their lives to Jesus. So as we reopen, I trust that God will bring the kids. I have never been a numbers person, because if only one kid finds a reason to live, if only one kid finds hope, if only one kid turns their hearts to God, then it's all worth it. After all, Jesus spent lots of time ministering to that one person who needed a touch from him. Rick told me one morning after church that we don't always know what we're doing when we follow God's call. But when we step out in faith into that calling, he will meet us there. I know that God has called me to reopen the youth center, and I trust that he will be the one that makes that happen. There is a war for souls raging, and it's time to elevate to the next level. It's time to rise up and lift his name up. It's time to join in on what God is doing. So how can you help or be a part of Elevate Youth Center? Well, we can never have too many staff. The kids need as many people in their lives as possible. I'm also looking for several couples to run the snack bar. I will also be setting up a board of advisors to oversee and support me and the staff members. Prayer, prayer, and more prayer. We are planning to reopen Friday, September 10th from 6:30 to 8:30 for ages 8 to 12. If you have any interest or would like more information, please come talk to me. And lastly, there is a song that we're going to listen to that when I first heard it, I was like, wow, that is what I envision for Elevate. The song talks about there being nothing that we can do or say to take away the pain and brokenness of others. But what we can do is show them the cross, show them Jesus, show them the hope that God has given us. In the song it says, show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross. That's what I want Elevate to do. Welcome these kids in and then point them to Jesus.
If you've been abandoned by the ones you trust the most, and you build a wall around your heart to make sure no one else gets close, I could fill the air with empty words and hope that they would work, but nothing I could say would change the way you hurt. So I won't say another word. I'll show you the cross with Jesus lifted high. I'll show you the grave where death was left behind. I'll show you a Savior who paid the highest cost. Show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross. If you're on the outside, believe that grace could reach you in the places you have been. If all you know of truth and love are lies and hypocrites, then nothing I could say would change the way it is. The only thing that I can do is this. I'll show you the cross with Jesus lifted high. I'll show you the grace where death was left behind. I'll show you a Savior who paid the highest cost. Show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross.
Come as you are, come as you are,
broken and bleeding.
Come as you are, come as you are,
find what you need. I'll show you the grace that led my heart to change. I'll show you a Savior who loved when I was lost. Show me all your scars and I'll show you the cross with Jesus lifted high. I'll show
Well, thank you, Todd, for being open and vulnerable. And may God bless you as you continue to listen to his voice. Just a bit of information about opening up the Youth Center in September. On August the 15th, Dave Knowles from TNT Youth Ministry will be here to bless this transition of operating the Youth Center on our own. We're still going to be receiving training and counsel from TNT Youth Ministries, so we're going to continue to support them with our offerings throughout the year. So on August 15th, we're going to have a commissioning for the staff for Elevate Youth Center. We're also having a commissioning for the before and after school program that morning as well, as we open when the school year begins. So if you have any questions about that, please feel free to contact me. So, this morning, please understand that there are many, many other ways that God does speak to us. We only scratched the surface this morning. But make no mistake about it, God is speaking today. Are you listening for his voice? He desperately wants to speak to each one of us. Why? Because he loves us dearly. You are important. So listen carefully to these words from Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me and for 40 years saw what I did. Are you listening for God's voice? Please join me in prayer. Almighty God, we do indeed thank you. Thank you that you are still speaking today. Thank you that you want to communicate with each one of us. I pray in the strong and the powerful name of Jesus Christ that you would soften our hearts, that we can hear your voice above all the other noise and chaos of this world. And I pray that as we listen for and hear your voice, that we would not only hear it, but we would receive it into our hearts and allow you to change and transform us as individuals and also as a corporate body here at Bowmansville into who you desire for us to be. So I pray that we would have the ability to hear your voice and also pray that our hearts would be softened and respond in obedience out of our deep love for you, our God, our Savior, our Redeemer. In Jesus' powerful name I pray, amen. I invite the worship team to come forward.
And join us as we sing, I serve a risen Savior who lives.
Good morning.
I just want to make one quick announcement. In 2 weeks, August 1st, we are going to do a prayer walk for the town of Bowmansville. It all leads up to the community fun days, which is August 6th, 7th, and 8th. We are going to meet at the park at 4 o'clock. That is, in about two Sundays, or it is two Sundays. So I'm hoping to have five groups to go to five different areas. If you have any questions, anything, just please come see me. I can answer them for you, or just show up at the park at 4 o'clock, August 1st, and we'll be happy to go from there. So thank you.
Thank you, Brian. So I encourage you all, come out and be a part of a prayer walk. If you never were on a prayer walk, it's a good chance for you to experience one. Because I believe that prayer is going to be essential in what happens for those community family fun days. So would you stand to receive this parting blessing from Numbers 6? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. God bless you. Go in peace. Have a great week. You're dismissed.